There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome, Tim. How may I help you?
I've got a brother that has been giving me a hard time for the past couple of years, on and off, that if I don't... My mom went up north this last weekend, and I didn't want to go because I have surgery done on my arm, and I can't do any work up there, so it wouldn't be fair for me to go up there and just sit and watch her do all the work, which I don't like doing. And he called me the same day and threatened me that if anything happens to Mom, I'm going to come after you. And then he threatened to call Social Security on me because I'm on SSI disability.
And how old are you, Tim?
42.
How old's your brother?
He's 44, I think. 44.
Are there just the two of you in the family?
No, I also have another brother, too, that's 51 years old that called me today threatening me.
Why are they mad at you?
The oldest brother assumed that we were supposed to get together and do stuff today because he lost his job for drinking. And he wanted to come over and use my computer to look for another job.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that we never made any arrangements and stuff like that. And I borrowed him my cell phone yesterday because his phone service was down because we had a bad storm up here.
Mm-hmm.
So now he won't get my cell phone back, and he keeps calling and threatening me.
Well, wait a minute. Threatening you with what?
That he's older than me. See, I'm disabled.
What's the nature of your disability?
Bipolar.
Are you on medication?
Yes, I am.
So why are you still disabled if you're on medication?
I got another thing that's going on. It's called transverse myelitis, which is very rare in the United States. It's like 50,000 cases, and there's no cure for it. It's a growth on the spinal cord, which affects all your nerves.
What can you not do?
I have trouble walking. I have numbness in all my fingers and my legs and stuff, and it's just hard to deal with every day.
Well, so what does this have to do with your brothers?
Well, they know I'm disabled, and I never made any arrangements to do anything with them, and now they're mad at me and swearing at me, cussing at me, hanging up on me.
I mean, have you ever gotten along with your brothers?
One, the oldest brother is an alcoholic severely.
No. Let me hear my question.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten along with your brothers?
On and off, yeah.
When was the last time that you were on that you got along well with your brothers?
I got along with my brother, the oldest brother, yesterday with no problem at all, and before that. And my other brother came down last weekend, or not this last weekend, but the previous weekend, and he painted the inside of my house for me.
No. Tim, are you on medication right now?
Yes.
Because you're not concentrating very well.
No.
I ask you a specific question, and you go off on a long story.
Okay.
Have the three of you ever gotten along very well with one another growing up?
No.
Okay. So what makes this time in your life so different that it sounds like the snottiness that's always gone on between the three of you continues? And it may not be much fun, but it doesn't sound new.
No, I've been abused by him. Both.
What does abused mean?
Physically.
What do they do?
I've been beat up by my brother.
When's the last time your brother beat you up?
Back in 2002, when my mom's garage caught fire.
Okay, that's 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Are you that much smaller than he is?
Yeah, I'm really scared of him.
Well, why would you have anything? I mean, why would you have to be around them?
It's like if I don't do, with my oldest brother, if I don't do anything for him that he asks, he'll show up at my house and threaten me. And
well, then get a restraining order against him. Get a personal order of protection. Tim, what's the question to me here?
I just need to know what I could do to keep this from happening because it's stressful.
Well, I'd stay away from them. I mean, it sounds like you, the three of you, have never gotten along very well. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what's making them so angry with you, and it sounds to me that I'm probably missing a piece of data here. But stay away from them.
Well, the oldest brother today, he's drinking, and he drinks constantly.
Tim, stay away from your brother.
Okay.
Lock the doors, and if you have to, get an order of protection against the two of them. But I mean, look, it sounds to me that your life has gotten kind of it's gotten kind of sparse. That you're not out very much. That your health isn't very good. That you're not working. That you don't have friends. That you're probably depressed. And so you and your brothers, I mean, it's the only game in town. It would seem to me the thing to do is, number one, stay away from your brothers. It doesn't sound like the three of you have ever gotten along very well. All of you have problems that get acted out with one another. But sort of make a life for yourself. Do some volunteer activity. I mean, you're in better shape than somebody. Go to the VA hospital and you know, talk to the vets. Walk around the block. Walk somebody's dog. Feed people at a food kitchen. I mean, do something that makes you feel connected with people. Find some volunteer work to do that makes you happy. Join a club. Learn to play bridge. I mean, I think you need to fashion a life for yourself. And as long as there's nothing going on in your life, a fight with your brothers may be the most interesting thing that you can come up with. I think that on the one hand, you need to stay away from them. Clearly, it's not working very well for any of you. You're the baby of the family. They feel they can push you around. You get your feelings hurt. So stay away from them. But I think in addition to that, you need to avoid them. But you also need to build a life for yourself, and you're not doing that. And my guess is you put up with a lot more garbage from them than you would ordinarily because something is better than nothing. In this particular case, I would argue that something isn't better than nothing, number one. And number two, that you can build some things in your life that make you happy, that make you feel connected with people. But stay away from your brothers. Right? For right now, you're the baby of the family. They feel that somehow, I don't know what their feelings are. Who cares what their feelings are? You've never gotten along with them. So decide that for right now, you'll send them a card at Christmas and stay away from them. And in the meantime, make some meaning to your life. Go and help somebody. Visit somebody who's elderly. Go visit a next-door neighbor. Go take a walk. Join a health club. Do something for your life. Go take an adult education class. Feed the homeless. Do something that makes you feel connected with people. Yeah, I'm a great fan, as you know, of adult education and volunteer activities, which are not obviously the same thing, but anything that gets you around other people, which is why it's not that I'm anti-internet. I'm anti-people living online as opposed to in life. And I think we're not meant to be alone as human beings, which doesn't mean that we necessarily have to be paired off. This isn't an arc. Although it is kind of rainy today, and there is this guy wandering around Times Square with a long beard and lots of... Never mind, I digress. The point being that we need to have people in our lives. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mate, and it doesn't have to be an exclusive relationship, and it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. But the idea that we are not alone, and putting yourself on house arrest is a way of nearly guaranteeing that you're going to be alone. People are not going to knock on your door and say, hey, you know, I just understood that you were kind of lonesome, and I just thought I'd come over and say hi, and I brought some cookies. And one of the things you can do, which we kind of missed it by a day, but that happens sometimes, and everybody knows that pastries are much better the second day than the first day, because National Pastry Day, I think, was actually yesterday. But we have a number of people who wanted to comment about what their favorite pastry was. So we can do that. For those of you who are on diets, I promise there will be no calories involved in this discussion, or at least none that will come through either your computer, your podcast, or your radio.
And we'll try to keep them at an extreme minimum.
Well, everybody knows, you know this. I mean, all women know this. I assume that men know as well, that any dessert that is shared means that the calories fall between the split, so there's no calories involved in either side. You know that, don't you?
Right, yeah.
Never argue with a fat woman. Do not move away from my calories. Yeah, I mean, people are always teasing me because I will, like, get a Hot Fudge Sundae and then a Diet Coke. But that's always seemed to me perfectly logical. I mean, you know, get your calories where they're going to make some sense, not where they don't. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about pastries in honor of yesterday's... Well, I mean, today you get them for half price, right? Because they were yesterday's pastries.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Manny, what is your favorite? You can tell us all now. What is your favorite pastry?
I'm a big cinnamon roll fan. I love.
Yeah, with or without nuts?
Well, I'm allergic to nuts. I'm allergic to peanuts, so.
Ah, that. So that would be without nuts.
Yeah.
So you like sticky buns?
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy a good good cinnamon roll with the frosting on top, and it's a good one for me.
Fair enough. All right. Got it. All right, what's my favorite? I like anything with, chocolate mousse cake, frozen chocolate mousse cake is particularly yummy.
Okay.
Basically, chocolate anything. I like chocolate mousse. In fact, it's one of the ways, and I have a friend who taught me this, that going to good French restaurants to order to order chocolate mousse. It's kind of like some people go to a fancy French restaurant and will order chicken, roast chicken. They think that's the best determiner of whether a restaurant is really good. But chocolate mousse. So if I probably had to choose one dessert, it would probably be chocolate mousse.
Nice. Okay.
Which is not a pastry. For pastry, I suppose anything that has almond paste in it. So almond, bear claws. I'm not crazy about croissant because the buttery stuff doesn't really get me. I like pecan pie. I like key lime pie. I'm much more a pie girl,
yeah,
or strudel than I am a cake.
My mom loves pecan pie. Just loves pecan pie.
Yeah, with both ice cream and whipped cream. I mean, why deprive yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
And always eat dessert first because life is short and unpredictable. All right, so let's hear what other people's pastry choices were. This seems completely appropriate given the fact that everybody I know is on a diet trying to get ready for Christmas parties and trying to get over Thanksgiving. As I said, I had almost nothing to eat yesterday and lost half a pound, so I'm really upset. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk pastries at least.
Yes, indeed. Rochelle actually comments. She says, though it's not easy to get a delicious one, I would say cheese Danish, and it's been ages since I had it. So.
Yeah, where do you get a good cheese Danish these days? You're right, they're usually kind of soggy and not a whole lot of cheese in them. I agree. I think cheese Danish are wonderful. I just don't know where you get one anymore.
Yep. Dave says cannoli.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've actually never had cannoli before. But
you've never had cannoli?
No, I have had it.
Good,
really good
cannoli that has just been stuffed is the best. And you can get those at like street fairs and San Gennaro Festival and stuff like that. The ones that's been sitting around for a while is not nearly as good. And you have to decide whether you're a purist, whether you like just the stuffing or like chocolate chips in it and whatever. So.
Okay. Bruce says a maple bar. He says it's somewhat unknown east of the Mississippi, so I don't know if you.
They're very sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they?
The ones that I've had have cinnamon and maple. I think maple syrup brown sugar.
Okay.
They're kind of sticky.
Like,
yeah.
They kind of sound
they're,
like my.
They're very sweet. You'd probably love them.
Yeah. Let's see. Sally says KK Donut. She says I'm from North
Carolina.
Krispy
Kreme.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme. That's right.
Now, I have told. I'm not sure that we still have Krispy Kreme around here. There was one. When one opened here in New York, everybody was thrilled. And because I went to school in the South, I knew about Krispy Kreme. I think they started in Tennessee, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had one. We had a couple over here in Minnesota, but they all went away a couple of years ago. And
I don't know. It was kind of like the dessert of the moment. And they would have the sign that says hot. Mm-hmm. No, was it hot or fresh? I think it was hot.
I think it was hot, yeah.
Yeah, and I discovered at one of my affiliates, because someone had brought in a whole thing of Krispy Kremes, and they were not terrific when they were cold. But here's the clue for those of you who still have Krispy Kremes in your neighborhood. So I think Krispy Kremes have gone the way of drive-ins, because you can find them, but not easily.
Yep.
Is if you sprinkle like three little drops of water, little tiny drops of water, put them on a paper toweling, and put them in the microwave for 10 seconds. It's like they're brand new.
Yeah, I've done
that. You will burn the top of your mouth just as you would Krispy Kreme, which is part of the experience. But that actually works.
Yeah, we had a bunch of Krispy Kremes over here in Minnesota around the Twin Cities, and then they all went away. And then earlier this year, they added a Dunkin' Donuts in Rochester, Minnesota, which is about an hour south of the Twin Cities.
But those Dunkin' Donuts is not the same.
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but... Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm trying to remember what the other one was. What was the other donut place? Because they started in Massachusetts, I think, and they were two brothers. And they had a fight with one another, and one got the recipe and one got the oil.
Hmm.
It was Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm trying to remember what the other one was. It wasn't Krispy Kreme. It was something. Well, someone from Massachusetts will call and tell me. All right, keep going on our pastry extravaganza.
Marie says she likes a jelly donut or a crumb bun. She says... Only have half these days. I share it with my hubby. What she
there
says.
You go. Yeah. It looks better on his hips than ours. I know. You guys have testosterone, which really helps a lot when it comes to pastries.
Sherry says a grilled cinnamon bun. That's a nice idea because I like cinnamon rolls and cinnamon buns, and that might be something I'll try. Let's see. Sherry also says cherry Danish.
Yeah.
And Betsy says a cheese Danish. We mentioned that one earlier.
Yeah, so cheese Danish are kind of the, you know, they're the ones that everybody is hungering for, huh?
Yeah. Becca says a chocolate croissant.
Yeah, not bad.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Kathy says a pizza pie, which I've had it.
A pizza pie? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, I think what she's referring to is they have... I think it might be Pizza Hut where they'll have like the buffet and they'll have like the sweet pizza where they'll have like, you know, it'll be like cinnamon or, you know, they'll have like a frosting on there. So it's made like a pizza, but it's got like cinnamon and frosting and sugar and that sort of thing on there instead of, you know,
man,
that you would find on a normal pizza.
So it's just a sweet. So what's it called again?
Is it, well, she calls it a pizza pie. I've never really had a name for it, but I would imagine that's probably what she's referring to.
So it's basically pizza dough.
Yeah.
Which has some sugar in it, with icing and what else?
Sometimes it'll have icing. It might have some cinnamon and sugar on it. It might have. Maybe cream cheese or something like that. Just something that, anything that you would probably put on any sort of a pastry would probably be on there, I would think.
Wow. Huh.
Pretty unique.
All right. it sounds sort of interesting.
Ryan says a long john with coconut.
What's a long john? Oh, that's like a, what's a long john? Is that like a, what is it like?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it, actually. It's interesting. I thought maybe you might have heard of it.
Well, all I can think about is what are those things that are long that have chocolate on the top and frosting in the middle or custard in the middle?
Yeah. He says with coconut, so that's interesting.
All right, Colin, tell us what a long john is.
Yeah,
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Ron. What's on your mind?
Well, I am in a dating rut, so to speak. I end up with women with a lot of baggage.
And it's not carry-on, huh? All right, so...
I love kids, but that's the least of my problems.
All right, Ron, how old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
Yes, I have. Divorced.
How long were you married?
I was married actually together for 3, separated for 7.
So you're married for 3 years? How long have you been divorced?
Well, I've been divorced since early 90s.
Early 90s.
The separation carried on until right before the last Persian Gulf War, right before the major deployment happened.
And when was
9/11,
that?
About 9/11.
You mean 2001?
About that time, yeah.
All right, so you've been divorced for 8 years. 7 years. Okay. How old are you? You told me you're 40. Do you have children?
Right. No, that's what I'm striving to accomplish.
So you're looking to find someone with whom to have children or somebody who already has children?
Either or. To build on whether they have children or don't have children.
Okay. What kind of woman are you looking for?
I'm trying to look for a woman that is independent, self-accomplished. I've always dated women that have always been really smart.
Okay.
I traveled the world before the age of 26 through the military. I retired last year.
What kind of work are you? Do you have now?
Right now I'm a truck driver, but that's subject to change. I just did this to basically fill a gap, so to speak, to buy a house.
Are you a long distance truck driver or short term?
I am, but I'm also looking for a job that's be relatively home every weekend.
Yeah, because I think you're going to have a hard time dating if you're a long distance truck driver because you're never going to be there. And that's hard enough once you're in a relationship, but I think it's almost impossible to start a relationship that way. So that's going to create a problem for you. What's your highest level of education?
Technical school, heating, air conditioning, truck driving.
Okay.
I got some experience through military, self courses through them, leadership courses.
Okay, what age woman are you looking for?
Between the ages of 28 to 40.
Okay, and what are you doing, internet dating?
I tried that, yeah. I get some responses, hit and miss. I'm the type of guy that... you hear your girlfriend say, "Where's my Prince Charming?" Right?
Right.
Well, I'm the Prince Charming staring them in the face. And
well, but you got some problems, Prince. First of all, you're not around.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're not really focused on what you're doing for your life. And third of all, it's not clear whether you're looking for a princess or a whole bunch of little esquires and barons and, you know, rugrats. So, what I would do is I think you're going to have to get situated someplace. It's going to be very hard for you to date when you're never someplace. And then in addition, I think internet dating is a perfectly good thing to do. But I also think you need to be out around people. You need to join, for example, take some dance courses, which is a great... If I were a man looking for a woman, that's the first thing I'd start. I'd join a gym because there's, you know, truth in advertising. All those women running around in their little spandex, you see exactly what you're going to get. And gyms are relatively friendly, and you get a workout as well, and it's a non-threatening way to buy somebody a smoothie. And I would also take dance lessons because the number of women at the dance lessons as opposed to men are much greater, and you get to dance, you change partners, you learn to dance, which is a very positive social skill. You get to be around a woman and hold her without it being suggestive. There's no alcohol, it's bright enough lights, it's not very expensive, and that's what I would do rather than going to singles groups per se. But I think, Ron, you're going to have to get situated. It sounds the problem about you right now is that you're kind of betwixt in between. You don't really have a base of operation. You don't really have a job that you like. You don't really have a focus. And I think that's going to create some problems for you, because a woman who has all of those is going to think, what do I do with this guy? He's never around. He's not around to meet my mom. He's not around to take me out. And I think if you're dating smart, independent women, and you're being kind of a guy who doesn't have a base of operation, doesn't have a job that he really likes, that's going to be a problem. And so what you're going to attract is women who are in the same level of sort of discombobulation that you are. And two discombobulations do not make a solid relationship. So I think for right
now... I agree with you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. What I want you to do is in the next couple of months, see if you can get situated someplace, even if you're a daytime truck driver. Because if you really want a relationship, you're going to have to get the basics in. You're going to have, look, dating is high-risk behavior. It's kind of the Wimbledon of social relationships. And now, you're kind of, your life is too unsettled. And so you're going to attract unsettled people, and that's not going to work. So for right now, I would worry less about dating. Focus on getting yourself a job that you really like and a place to live and a base of operation. And then we'll start the foray into the dating world. And I promise I'll help you with it. I'll help you write the personal ad. I'll help you figure out how to do it. But for right now, I think you're too discombobulated, and that's what you're going to attract.
I heard your show's going through the state because I was driving through, and I thought, wow, what an opportunity.
Well, great. I hope you still feel that way. Sit down and figure out, you know, what the next step is, not so much in dating, but in finding Ron as kind of a guy who's stable, who's got a safe place to stand, and then I'll help you with the dating. All right? We'll figure out how to do it. Because, I mean, look, you're 40. You've got a little jingle in your jeans. You've got a lot of your work behind you. You're willing to be a little open about kids or not kids. But we need to view, a woman needs to view you as a stable guy, not as somebody who's, you know, going to be around occasionally. Because then you're going to attract lunatics. Yeah, you know, I suppose if I were going to be really venal, I could suggest that you get a copy of Dating for Dummies. I know, I hate the title, too. When they came to me and said, we want you to write a book about dating, I said, oh, great, except I'm not sure it's a book. It's probably a pamphlet. And 462 pages later, which is only covers the first 6 months of dating, I said, I don't want to call it Dating for Dummies because it's, you know, it's not my approach to my callers or my listeners or my clients. It's, they're not dummies. And they said, well, that's what it's called. So I was the first touchy-feely book they had because the Dummy series was originally for computers. That's, you know, it was Word for Dummies and I don't know, Intel, whatever they were. They were manuals on how to work your computer. And I was the first foray into the touchy-feely. Now they're everything. I mean, there's kite flying for dummies and golf for dummies and sailing for dummies. And they're probably Twitter for dummies. I don't know. There's everything for dummies. But the point being that it's very hard to date until you know who you are and what you want. And the idea of I just don't want to be alone doesn't really work very well. And you hear me all the time say that the country western philosophy of dating, which is I want you, I need you, I love you, is two-thirds right. Wanting somebody is fine. That's kind of lust. I love you. I mean, what's better than love? I mean, it's great. Need, problem, because... if you need somebody, and there one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to fulfill your needs, at which point that the relationship may or may not work because you're not needy anymore. And so they may have only been attracted to you because you were needy and they had something to provide, and now they don't anymore. Or you may view them as less valuable because whatever it was that you felt was missing in your life is now there, and you may sort of either be grateful to them or view them as, okay, that one's done, let's move on to the next. So either way, need good short-term basis for relationship usually doesn't hold up in the long term. And dependency doesn't really work very well. Even if both of you sort of don't get to the point where your needs are being met, if they're not being met, you're gonna move on. And if they are being met, the question is, are you going to move on or not? Is the other person going to feel claustrophobic or not? Is the other person going to feel useful or not if you no longer needy? So it's just a very unstable basis on which to base a long-term relationship, even though it works beautifully at the beginning. And you can pick any example you want. You can say, I don't have enough pay to pay the rent, or I need some help raising my kid, or I haven't had sex for a long time, or I need somebody to cook for me. I mean, you can pick any behavior you want and see how well it's going to work for the short term and how disastrous it will be for the long term. So decide that you are okay by yourself and start with friendship rather than trying to find the love of your life. Find Mr. or Ms. Right now as opposed to Mr. or Mrs. Right. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square.
There you go. Mary, you did it perfectly.
42nd Street and I will soon.
Judy and I are so proud of you. You just did perfect. All right, so the only play, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to see Elephant Man tonight, and maybe I'll review it for you tomorrow. We'll see. But because I'm very excited, I told you that I fixed Bradley Cooper's hair. So he said, make sure to leave my name and to come backstage afterward. So hopefully, I'll report on that tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll love the play. Because, man, it's really tough to go backstage if you didn't love the play. Gee, that was really, you know, really, really interesting. Yeah, it was great. So, all right, let me quickly, you know what? I'll tell you about Ziva, Cirque Ziva, and then we'll take Tessa because, you know, we told Judy. Cirque Ziva is the Golden Dragons Acrobats. It's the New Victory Theater, which is it used to be a burlesque house, and now it's set up for kids. It's a lovely theater. The kids were so noisy beforehand. But I got to tell you, during the performance, you could hear a pin drop, and that's always seemed to me a really good sign for kids' theater. The tickets are $19 to $60. It's here till January 4th. And if you're looking for an alternative education or entertainment for the holidays, I think this is it. There's nothing the least bit Christmassy about it. I mean, China is, you know, not Christian per se. And the acrobatics, it starts a little slow, to be quite honest, but by the end of it, you'll be mesmerized and your kids will love it. And there's no sound. I mean, there's only music. It's Eastern music is that, but no talking. So your kids will probably love it. More details at drjoy.com. Tessa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Tessa.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How am I to help?
I just had a question about sleeping problem with my toddler.
Okay.
I have twins, and they'll be two in January, and they've always slept in their cribs. And I know you always say don't co-sleep, and we've actually brought my son into bed a couple times, but now he won't go in his crib. He won't stay in it.
Yeah, duh. Hey,
yeah.
That's why I told you not to do it.
All right.
So now you know, and so you're now going to say, all right, Brad, you're right. Now get us out of this mess. Okay. How are the kids identical or fraternal?
Fraternal, boy, girl.
Okay. So little girl stays in her crib, yes?
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay. Are they in the same room?
Yes.
Can you put them in separate rooms, or is that just not feasible?
We can. Yeah, we can put them in separate rooms, and we've thought about that.
You know, I might try it, and I'll tell you why. Because when he gets up, part of your rationale for dealing with him, and so he doesn't wake up his sister.
That's true.
Right? Okay, so if we put him in separate rooms, and here's how we're going to think about it. If you put him in separate rooms, as you know, I'm not in favor of locking kids in, but I'm in favor of locking adults in. And at two, or just about two, he may or may not be able to open it. He can probably deal with a doorknob. He probably can't deal with a lock.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest you start this on the weekend because he's very likely going to scream and yell. Because you've taught him if he screams and yells, you don't want to wake up his sister, so you'll come and get him and you'll bring him into bed. And so from his little two-year-old point of view, he's thinking, ta-da! I've just won. I get to be in with mom and dad.
Yeah.
My sister gets abandoned. I win. Yay. So we're going to have to offset that. All right. So the first thing I would do is I'd put him in a different room. So that threat, essentially, of waking his sister is at least a bit diminished. Number two, I would go and get both of them sleeping bags or whatever to keep them warm, make sure that they have super absorbent Pampers, that they both get to go and get Darth Vader's super lightsabers, which are also known in the trade as flashlights.
Okay.
So the idea being when he stays in bed, he gets huge sort of credit for it as does she. You have to continue to reward her. She's going to figure out, what am I, chop liver? If I start yelling in the night, I'll get all this stuff. So you have, whatever you reward him, you have to reward her as well.
And they'll understand that at that age?
Sure.
Like those type of rewards? Okay.
Honey, what do you think the screaming in the middle of the night is? The reward is mom and dad will bring us into bed.
That's true.
So, I mean, it may be primitive rewards, and it has to basically follow pretty closely. But they get that if you stay in bed, then you get extra time with mommy and daddy, or you get an extra story. But you're very likely going to have to just sort of knuckle down and let him scream, which is a reason to have him in a separate room.
Now, how long would you suggest letting him cry it out?
As long as it takes.
No. Okay. Well, we try half an hour.
Honey, yeah. But half hour means nothing to him. And
right.
that's my point. You have to go into it with the notion being, let me tell you quickly this story, because this will help, I think. And it's apparently a true story. Who knows? That President Nixon had an Irish setter whose name was King Timahoe. And I grew up with Irish Setters. They're wonderful dogs. They are not the smartest dog in the kennel. Trust me about this. So Kissinger was in the Oval Office, and the dog comes in and scratches the carpet. And Nixon says, cut it out. Dog scratches the carpet again. Nixon says, cut it out. Dog scratches the carpet third time. Nixon opens up the bottom door of the Oval Office, throws the dog a bone, and Kissinger says, congratulations. You've just taught him to scratch three times, and he gets a bone.
Yeah.
You've taught your son that at a half hour, you'll come and get him.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't have a stopwatch, but he knows. So you can't go into the idea of being, how long am I going to let him cry? The answer is, and you can tell him ahead of time, you can make all the noise you want. Mommy and Daddy are not going to come and get you. But if you don't make that noise, that you get a gold star. We can put it on your forehead. You can put it on the refrigerator. You get the teddy bear. You can and set it up ahead of time. So there are all these rewards. So he doesn't, because you've taught him one thing. So if you're going to change the rules, which you clearly are, you need to tell him what the new rules are going to be and what the huge reward is for getting, for being quiet in the middle of the night. And he can turn on his light and he can play with his teddy bear. He can't wake his sister up and he can't come into your room.
Okay.
And if he wants to stay outside and scream, and he may scream for a long time.
Okay.
So, and you're just going to have to harden your heart, because otherwise what you're going to have to do, you'll just teach him that he can cry for an hour and then you'll come and get him.
Okay.
He'll be okay. Yeah.
And the only thing is he's trying to climb out of his crib. When I look on the baby monitor, he's hanging outside the crib. He hasn't got out yet. He gets scared.
There are two ways of dealing with that. Certainly you can put padding or, you know, cushions or something, so if he falls, you know, if he gets out of his crib, he's not going to bash his head.
But let
him holler. He's going to be in a different room. That's one of the reasons cribs were invented, is so kids couldn't get out of them. At some point, if he does get out, you may need to lower the crib so he doesn't bounce. But for right now, look, the point is, what we're doing is setting it up so he's safe, but he's not indulged. Because what you're really teaching him is, if you wake up in the middle of the night, which kids do, that there's a huge amount of fun that's going to be in store for you. You get to be with mom and dad. Your sister doesn't get it. So you win on like 14 different levels. We have to disabuse him of that notion. I'll tell you what, if you need to talk with me a little bit more about this, stay on hold. If not, just put some cushions around, get some earplugs, put separate room. All right, I'll put you on hold, and if you need to talk, we'll talk. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.